This is Morning Ireland with Gavin Jennings and Áine Lawler. The 8 o'clock news now from Brian Jennings.
The European Union and the United Kingdom have released a joint statement saying they and Ukraine must be part of any future negotiations on Ukraine. This follows the announcement by President Donald Trump that the US and Russia would start talks on ending the war. Mr. Trump had held a 90-minute phone call with the Russian leader, Vladimir Putin. The US Defence Secretary said that Ukraine's membership of NATO would not be part of a solution to end the war, and it was unrealistic to expect Russia to hand back Crimea, which it seized in 2014. Our Europe editor, Tony Connolly.
Donald Trump's announcement that he would jointly with Vladimir Putin end the Ukraine war stunned European capitals. Despite his campaign boast that he would end the war in 24 hours and his recent signals that Ukraine would have to give up land grabbed by Russia, diplomats say member states were blindsided by the announcement. In a statement, Germany, France, Spain, Italy, Poland and the United Kingdom, as well as the EU's foreign policy chief Kaja Kallas, who speaks on behalf of all member states, said Ukraine and Europe must be part of any negotiations. The statement said their shared objective should be to put Ukraine in a position of strength. Despite US Defence Secretary Pete Hegseth yesterday ruling out membership of NATO, which Ukraine regards as the best guarantee that Vladimir Putin will not regroup and attack again, the statement by European powers said Ukraine should be given strong security guarantees. It said a just and lasting peace in Ukraine was a necessary condition for strong transatlantic security. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky said he'd had a meaningful phone call with President Trump, but that was after the US President had spoken to Mr. Putin. In his nightly address, he said he and Mr. Trump had spoken of diplomatic, military and economic issues in relation to a bid to end the war. Mr. Trump said he and the Russian President would meet in Saudi Arabia soon. Tony Connolly, RTE News, Brussels.
Speaking to reporters this morning ahead of a meeting of NATO defence ministers in Brussels, the NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte welcomed engagement between Washington and Moscow. He said Ukraine must be closely involved with everything that happens about its own future.
It clearly has gives that impression that it was a successful phone call. We all want peace in Ukraine. Obviously, we have to make sure that Ukraine is in the best possible position. It is crucial that when a peace deal is struck, that that peace deal is enduring. That Putin knows that this is the end, that he can never again try to capture a piece of Ukraine. So that has to be part of those negotiations. And no doubt that is also on the mind of President Trump and the American team.
The head of the World Health Organization, Dr. Tedros Ghebreyesus, has said that a pause on foreign aid by the Trump administration is having a serious global impact. He said programs to tackle HIV, polio and bird flu have all been affected by the funding withdrawal. On his first day back in office last month, President Trump signed an executive order to withdraw the United States from the WHO. Speaking at a news conference in Geneva, Dr. Ghebreyesus urged Washington to reconsider.
A significant part of WHO's response to health emergencies in Uganda, DRC, Gaza, Sudan, and elsewhere is supported by funding from the United States. As we have said, we regret the announcement that the United States intends to withdraw from WHO, and we would welcome the opportunity to engage in constructive dialogue.
The service station and energy company Corrib Oil has announced plans to more than double its nationwide store presence to 100 by 2030, creating 1,200 new jobs across the country. The company said it would open at least 4 new service stations this year. Our work and technology correspondent, Brian O'Donovan.
Corrib Oil says its store expansion program will involve both new site developments and strategic acquisitions. 1,200 new jobs will be created over the next 5 years, with a variety of roles on offer ranging from store management and retail positions to opportunities in operations, supply chain, logistics and head office support. Corrib Oil currently has 38 service station stores across 17 counties and plans to more than double that number to 100 by 2030. The company recently announced that it had reached an agreement to become the Irish franchise partner for US fast food chain Wendy's. There are plans for 10 new fast food restaurants. over the next 2 years.
The former chief executive of Google has said he fears artificial intelligence could be misused to create biological weapons. Eric Schmidt said that if terrorists or rogue states got hold of powerful AI models, there was the potential for what he called a Chernobyl-scale event. He said it was important that governments understood what private firms were doing.
The truth is that AI and the future is largely going to be built by private companies. It has to do with the incentives and the money and where the talent is and how the world works. They're not going to be built in the equivalent of a Manhattan Project. So it's really important that governments understand what we're doing and keep their eye on us. We're not arguing that we should unilaterally be able to do these things without oversight. We think it should be regulated.
The Taoiseach Micheál Martin will today present 40 students from underrepresented backgrounds with scholarships to study a range of STEM courses such as AI and cybersecurity. Among those receiving scholarships are members of the traveller community, students who've been in the care of the state, students with disabilities, and refugee students. Now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Stay ahead with the new Grant Airona R290 heat pump, delivering next generation comfort to your home. Visit grant.ie.
Mostly cloudy this morning, many areas dry, some light rain or drizzle in parts of Munster and Connacht. Heavier rain spreading northeastwards through the afternoon and evening, with spot flooding possible near the south coast. Moderate east to southeast winds will become fresh to strong and gusty. Highest temperatures 4 to 8 degrees. There's a warning that southeast to east winds will reach gale force 8 or strong gale force 9 from late this morning and through tonight on Irish coastal waters from Roches Point to Sleinhead to Bloody Foreland.